I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's called dusting, and I love it. At first, I thought when I heard dusting, I'm like, I don't want to be part of this. I hate cleaning. But then I realized it actually has nothing to do with cleaning.
Dusting sounds like, to me, you come into a room, you maybe pass gas, and then you leave that room without saying anything.
No.
It's called a crop dusting.
Okay. Dana and Raven. Disgusting, Raven. Why would you even bring that up?
I'm just saying. I mean, what's the terminology here? What do you have with dusting?
So I love this. Connie Bayer is a stay-at-home mom of 5 in Miller Place, and she launched this. It's called the Wine Treat Surprise Fairies of Long Island Facebook page.
Oh, I've heard about this, actually.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So what they do is you sign up, you put, like, your address, you put different options of what you're quote-unquote dusting. You get dressed up like a fairy or any kind, and you go and you sneakily deliver gifts to people you don't know.
Yeah, it's like a basket of wine, isn't it?
It could be anything, but it started with wine. This is Lita Morales for Amityville.
I am a part of several groups. We're wine fairies. We are also dessert fairies. Essentially what happens is that we prepare goodie bags for each other and we drop them off at each other's doorstep and try to disappear before we get spotted.
You know, ironically, it sounds like there is a plane doing crop dusting right behind
her. Right, it's true.
Ironically, that's what's going on right there. I mean, she's standing right next to a small airport.
Falling from the sky is 2 bottles of Cabernet and a chocolate mousse cake.
Look out below.
That is what I am here for. What a fun idea, because I keep thinking, like, you know, you get the packages at your doorstep and it's always exciting, like,
sure.
Oh, look.
No matter, even if you ordered something, it's exciting when a package gets delivered.
Yeah.
But a surprise package full of desserts and wine.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah, and it's so cool. And why are they doing it?
The reason why we're doing this is, of course, because of all the tension and COVID, and, you know, we just needed something to break all of that and bring a little joy into each other's lives.
That helicopter right now is dropping 4 cannolis.
It's like it's circling around her up there.
It's like it's
look
from up there.
At the FBI may be following you.
From up in the sky.
Would you like a bottle of Tito's?
Yes, please. It just comes parachuting down.
Well, what a cool idea.
It's a great idea, and it's catching on. That Facebook page has right now over 8,900 people that are on it, all local, that can do it.
Everybody wants a package.
And I was thinking about it. Like, it's obviously great to receive, but what a good feeling to be able to give, too. And, like, you work with your kids, you create these baskets, you have them dress up, and now you're going to go dust your neighborhood, and you're going to surprise people. Like, what a fun idea.
Yeah. So much better than the way that I thought it was.
Definitely. 100% better than your idea.
Thanks for sharing.